It's not often you'll hear an obituary for a tree, or that a dead tree gets a memorial service of sorts, but then there aren't many like Vancouver, Washington's old apple tree. This one has its own city park to cradle it. A plaque at the foot of the perished tree says the apple culture of the Pacific Northwest began here. Correspondent Tom Bonzi picks up the story.
The old apple tree passed away this summer in Vancouver, Washington, at the age of 194. The causes of death were a spiral crack, decay, and old age. Ms. Tree immigrated to the Hudson Bay Company's Fort Vancouver on the Columbia River as a seed in 1826. She was the only long-term survivor of the first apple trees planted in the Pacific Northwest. As such, the tree is considered the matriarch of the Northwest apple industry. She's survived by many, many descendants.
So in June, when we started noticing it browning out, we were very concerned.
Charles Ray is the urban forester for the city of Vancouver, Washington.
We were hoping that it was just drought related and not actually shutting down. So when we actually found out that it was shutting down, it was like losing an old friend.
Ray gazes at the remains of the old apple tree. The wizened, thick gray trunk leans crookedly inside a double fence. It's sandwiched between a freeway interchange, train tracks, and the Columbia River.
Since it dates back to the Hudson Bay era, I mean, it was the start of the fruit industry in the Pacific Northwest.
To be clear, you won't find this apple variety on store shelves.
So it's an English greening apple. It's a green apple. It's bitter. It's most used for baking as well as for horses.
Later arriving pioneers on the Oregon Trail and the Transcontinental Railroads delivered apple stocks better suited for commercial orchard production. Today, varieties like Gala, Red Delicious, Fuji, and Granny Smith dominate the multi-billion dollar industry. The legacy of the forerunner lives on in other ways.
Now, today, we're honoring the memory of our old apple tree, which has been a constant part of our history for roughly 194 years.
Clark County Historical Museum Director Brad Richardson hosted an online remembrance on Sunday, a memorial service of sorts for the old apple tree. More than a dozen friends and historians contributed videotaped memories and stories. Here's Jennifer Hawks Conright and Jenny Thompson of Vancouver.
I was just amazed by all the history it had seen, and it actually going there gave me a love of history that carried on throughout my life.
And it makes me sad that it's no longer with us, but I'm grateful that it has its children and grandchildren that are living on.
Speaking of those descendants, there are a lot of them scattered from the Willamette Valley to Seattle. For decades, the city of Vancouver held an annual festival to celebrate the gnarled old tree. Arborists passed out hundreds of cuttings over the years for attendees to take home to plant. Those caretakers have a living connection to the Hudson Bay Company era.
But you can see just to the...
It's hard to give a tree a proper burial. The oldest apple tree in the territory is wrapped around an axle, really. Forester Charles Ray says in the 1950s, tree lovers propped up the sagging trunk with a cast-off car axle, so the trunk will stay. It's surrounded right now by a bunch of saplings that sprouted from the old apple tree's roots as it declined.
I picture a grandmother surrounded by her grandchildren and perhaps just realized this was her time now that she's nurtured these grandchildren. And so it was her time to say goodbye.
All but one of those shoots, the root suckers, will be transplanted next fall or winter to the replica Fort Vancouver orchard about a half a mile away. One lucky sapling stays in place to become the new old apple tree. I'm Tom Bonzi in Vancouver, Washington.